This is your Eagles update for Tuesday, September 17th, as the Eagles prepare for the Thursday night matchup against the 2-0 Kansas City Chiefs. Now, this matchup presents two problems for the Eagles team. First, it's a short week. Only 4 days after the Sunday loss to the San Diego Chargers, this team must turn the page physically and mentally. And Chip Kelly explained how the Eagles will do just that.
We've adjusted the schedule. We were out yesterday. We'll never be out. No one is out on the practice field, you know, training the day after a game, but we had to yesterday. Now we're trying to get into 2 days before the game mode. Tomorrow's day before the game mode, and then we got to go play. So we did adjust the schedule, but we knew it before the season started.
The other challenge, of course, for this Eagles team, and this goes both ways with the Chiefs, is the emotional return of Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, of course, the winningest head coach in Eagles history. He leads his Chiefs team here into the Eagles, and Andy Reid actually talked with the Eagles media in a conference call on Tuesday, and also some players who have very close relationships with Coach Reid talked about the impact that that will have on Thursday's game.
You know, I definitely find some time to you know, shake his hand and say a couple words to him, but you know, in the interim, we got to play a football game. You know, I don't think on his side or outside, we can get caught up in the emotional aspect of it. We got to understand that we got football to play.
You know, we kind of adjusted well over here. We've been doing a great job having Chip in here, but you know, it will be a little interesting seeing him on the other side. You know, wearing red, but you know, we got the game to play. We got the game to win. So you know, I wish him the best, but not for this game. So,
and Coach Reid, I'm gonna give him a hug, and you know, I'm gonna give him a big hug and tell how much I miss him, but we got to play the game. And that's the main focus. As players, I think this whole week we've done a great job of staying focused, you know, and concentrating on what's important. And what's important is the win.
On the practice field, everybody practiced for the Eagles on Tuesday except for cornerback Brandon Hughes, who is still dealing with an injury. That does it for your Eagles update. I'm Bo Wolf, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.